I'll tell you that it was something that, although we train for it, it's something that you're never actually prepared for. When we got the call, I oversee dispatch. It's one of my functions and responsibilities with the police department. And I know my dispatchers. I know the tone of their voice. I know the severity of calls as they're going out. And I could hear it in our dispatcher's voice that this was actually happening. This was a real event. And it was the event that, you know, we have an active shooter, and we have an active shooter going on in our city. And I was nearby. I was less than a mile away, and I started coming this way. And I realized as I was getting closer that I was one of the very first units there. Myself and Officer Sean Sandoval arrived almost simultaneously, and just out of pure luck, because the information was evolving so rapidly, it was out of pure luck that I happened to pull into the right location, which was just south the road that you see here, just north of us. It was just south of the building where this tragedy took place. As I was looking and seeing all of the activity and trying to assess what was happening, I was informed that that was the location where this was happening, and I was asking for officers to respond as quickly as possible, because we had every belief at that time that we had people still actively being shot inside of the building. My goal was to assemble an entry team and enter into the building to engage the active shooter. This mindset and this type of training became indoctrinated in us after the Columbine incident, and that was the goal, that we wanted to get in there and we wanted to stop any further innocent people from being injured and possibly killed. As three officers arrived, there was an approximate 2-minute time lapse from the time that I got there until we had a team assembled of our four initial responding officers. And the four of us then went around the south side of the building. As we made our way around to the east side, it was immediately evident that the reports that we were getting were 100% true. There were victims who were clearly, obviously, deceased outside of the conference room. And I relayed that information to the other responding officers and again requested assistance. As we entered into the conference room, the situation was surreal. It was something that I don't think, again, we prepare for, and they try to, an active shooter, we talk about sensory overload, they just try to throw everything at you to prepare you for dealing with that. What you're seeing, what you're hearing, what you're smelling, and it was all of that and more. It was unspeakable, the carnage that we were seeing, the number of people who were injured and unfortunately already dead, and the pure panic on the face of those individuals that were still in need and needing to be safe.